Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Primary election day underway in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. It's primary election day in Campbell County, with voters heading to the polls today to decide a number of local, state, and federal races. Polls are open from 7 this morning until 7 tonight. In Gillette, voters can cast ballots at the Camplex Wyoming Center Equality Hall. Campbell County also operates additional voting centers around the county. Voters must bring an acceptable form of identification. Wyoming also allows eligible residents to register at the polls on election day, but new voters must provide the required proof of identity, citizenship, and at least 30 days of Wyoming residency. Registered voters were not allowed to change their party affiliation after May 13th for today's primary. The ballot includes high-profile races for governor, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House, along with statewide, legislative, and local contests. Absentee ballots must also be received by the Campbell County Clerk's Office no later than 7 tonight to be counted. Landlord accused of taking tenant's property during eviction dispute. A Gillette landlord is headed to district court on a felony charge stemming from a dispute with tenants last summer. According to the Gillette News Record, 47-year-old Joseph Kramer waived his preliminary hearing July 30th and was bound over on a charge of accessory before the fact to burglary. According to court documents, the case began in July of 2025 when tenants returned from a trip and reported their home had been disturbed and property was missing. Police say Kramer admitted taking tools, firearms, and other items from the property, claiming they were being held as collateral for money he believed the tenant owed. Officers told Kramer he had not gone through a formal eviction process and did not have authority to enter the home or take the property. The tenants later reported additional missing items, including guns, cash, jewelry, electronics, and thousands of dollars in tools. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office confirmed no eviction action had been filed for the property at the time. Kramer's case will now proceed to district court. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.